Hey, Mom, can you turn your Wi-Fi off on your phone? Turn your Wi-Fi off on your phone. Okay, I love you. I'm just doing the pod right now.
Yeah. Oh, you got to use that. You got to use that.
Yeah, Hummer's 100%. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
That's the intro, legit. Yeah. Right. It is off. It's good. Okay, we're good. I love you, Mom.
That was funny shit. Holy fuck.
Discussions with Dre. We're here. With Max Wins. We're going to redo this intro. We already tried it. Glitched out. How you doing, my bro?
My man, you already know what's popping. Is the motherfucking River City legend, a.k.a. the Lost Souls General, a.k.a. Max Wins. What's popping, my boy? How you been?
I've been great, man. I've been fantastic. I got a little bit of coffee in my system. I've been looking forward to this interview for a long time. And a lot of other people actually were, too.
Right. Hey, facts, bro. Facts. I've been hyped to do this one. Because, yeah, we were supposed to do this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, it got pushed back. But, yeah, I'm hyped to be here, bro. I'm hyped to be here.
100%, man. Yeah, I had a couple DMs, because I did – after I did YSNs there, they're like, oh, you got to get Max on. I had a couple of my buddies say that. And I was like,
that's love,
funny
bro.
Enough.
That's love.
He's already scheduled in.
Real shit, yeah. When I was at Wesley's podcast, he's all like, oh, did Andre hit you up? And I was like, yeah, bro, I'm supposed to see him this week.
Yeah, man. I love that dude, man. I love Wesley Studios. I love that guy. Even though he's, you know, I mean, I got a diss track coming. I'm going to have him on soon.
Buck Weston.
Buck Weston. Okay, so after watching all of your videos, man, it's entertaining as shit, by the way. You put out a single, you got the video, like you have the video and then the single to follow on all platforms, which is great. But I noticed a resemblance with all of them. They're very cinematic. And I can see the background of your room right now. You're a movie head, aren't you? You're a movie buff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you're a movie buff. So like back growing up, what were the most influential movies to you? And does it influence your music a lot as well?
Of course, bro. Of course. Yeah. Man, one movie that I remember me and my cousin always used to watch together was Terminator.
Which one? Judgment Day?
Oh, bro, the first one. Like, bro, the first one.
I skipped that one and I did Judgment Day.
Is Judgment Day the second one?
You know when that guy had those, like, sword fucking hands there and he's stabbing people and he's like...
Yeah, that was the second one. That one was fire, too. Homie on the little dirt bike and shit.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And James Bond. James Bond was another, like, big influence, like, when I was growing up.
And James Bond, to me, was like, I wanted to be James Bond. Like, he was the
coolest
motherfucker, man. You go,
real shit.
You go fucking steal someone's bitch, go on a jet ski, and kill a bunch of motherfuckers all the time. It was great.
Bro, and he gets paid for it.
Exactly. It's his job.
Like, damn, that's the life to live. That's like,
it's not even a hobby. It's just his job.
For real, bro.
What's his job?
Yeah, no, those are the movies I grew up on, though. And also Hardball, bro. Have you ever seen Hardball?
No.
Bro, Keanu Reeves.
I never got into like him.
It has, like, the best soundtrack ever. It had, like, it had Party Up by DMX on there, and it had Big Papa by Biggie.
Keanu Reeves?
Those are, like, the first times I remember hearing that shit. It was, like, from that movie.
Do you remember Belly? Belly was incredible.
Of course
you remember Belly. Of course you remember Belly. Stupid question. I love Belly, man. I love Juice.
Belly is...
What's that one with DMX and Jet Li?
Oh, shit. I don't remember the name.
Cradle to the Grave. Cradle to the Grave.
Which one you're talking about.
Cradle to the Grave.
That's an OG one.
That was a fucking classic. Those movies were like... great but not great, you know what I mean? Like, they were great but not great. I don't know how to explain it
exactly. It's like, I don't know, it's kind of like a hood classic, bro. It's like a hood classic, you know what I mean? Yeah,
exactly. What do you think about them redoing a Scarface?
Ooh, I kind of feel iffy about it.
Yeah,
because I saw that they wanted Leonardo to play him, and then I saw that they were talking about Michael B. Jordan, and then it's kind of like, nah, man. Nah. Like,
yeah. No, you can't do that.
Like, yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. Like,
it's funny though. I don't know.
We'll see.
I feel so strongly about Scarface in particular, but if they did a Godfather remake, I'd be for it.
Ah, that's tough too, because it's like, bro, If you know the whole story about how The Godfather was even made, that movie was never supposed to come out. Same with Scarface.
Yeah, true.
Those movies were never supposed to come out, bro. Because, like, there's just so much bullshit while they were filming. All the people were beefing with each other. Like, no one got along. Like, those movies weren't supposed to happen.
And that's what makes them so great is, like, that background information, too. It's like, wow, are you serious? This wasn't supposed to even be a thing? And that's how great it is? Are you fucking with me?
Exactly. Like, I feel like they couldn't do Godfather again, because, like, bro, Godfather 1 and 2 is, like, a masterpiece. And, like, the third one sucks.
Yeah. But
the first two, it's a masterpiece. So, it's like, you can't redo that.
Did you ever have the video game growing up?
Yeah, I do, bro. I do. Yeah. I still got it.
You still got it? Yes, man, sir. That game was crazy. I had that in Hitman growing up. Like, I,
bro, the first Hitman. Those are OG games. Those are OG games.
Yeah, all those games, man. Back to Bond, GoldenEye, and fucking Nightfire. Nightfire was crazy. I had all those games.
Nightfire was insane.
Yeah, man.
That was my shit growing up.
I loved it, man. I'm glad you're a movie buff, man. Is there anything, like, is there any other movies you can think of right at the top of your head?
Ooh.
You're stuck again with this. You're stuck.
Fucking, wait, what?
Okay, never mind. Just keep going. I was gonna
ask. Oh, here we go. Fucking, no, I can't really think of nothing right now, bro. Honestly, just, like, all the mob movies, like Scarface, Menace to Society, Paid in Full. Paid in Full is a big one, bro. That's, like, yeah. My Powder Music video, I took concepts from Paid in Full and, like, from my life.
Yeah.
And I put them together, and then that's how I made Powder.
It's exactly what that's exactly why I asked it, because I watched all your videos, and all your videos have a very, like, even the golfing video on Ugly, there's so much cinematic value to it, and, like, comedic value, and just the shots are, like, they're good.
Hey, shout out to Nasty, too, because Nasty killed that shit, man. Yeah, I've had that idea since I was, like, 14, bro. I've always wanted to, like, shoot a funny golf music video.
Yeah, man, I'm glad you did it, because, I don't know, man, it just, we need that more. We need those videos that are going to be, like, eye-grabbing, and it doesn't matter what the tone of the song is, it has to be just cinematically executed.
Exactly, bro. That's what I'm trying to do with all my videos.
It's smart, man. It's really, really fucking smart. I appreciate that a lot. So,
hey, I appreciate you for noticing that, bro, because that's a lot of, like, behind the scenes effort that, like, people don't see, but, like,
dude, it's exhausting, you know? It's exhausting, and you do a lot
it
of
is,
them.
Bro, it is.
You do a lot, yeah, of them. And a lot of people to, like, you have lost souls, like, you have. How many Lost Souls are there?
Shout out Lost Souls Entertainment, man. Shout out all my boys. So there's like 20 artists on there.
Holy shit, bro.
Yeah, there's like 20.
Is that why you call it Lost Souls? Because you lose track of all of them?
No, but you a funny motherfucker.
That's crazy.
Yo, and dude, Tab, I'm about to start losing track of everybody. Because for real, bro, it's like hard to keep track of, like, when everybody's dropping and all that shit. But I'm on top of all of that, and we getting shit popping, yeah.
That's
shout
dope,
out
man.
To my boys.
I remember when you first were bringing that up, and I thought it was a really cool idea. And so how did it form, and, like, what is? Can you give me, like, a background information on the name and why you kind of dug into
that? Yeah, for sure, bro. So I thought of the name when I was 15. I was just, like, going through a lot of, like, shit, and I was looking at Mac Miller and Wiz Khalifa at the time, and I was like, okay, they got Mos Dope and Taylor Gang.
Yeah.
So what can I start for myself? And at the time, I was feeling like a lost soul. So I was like, yo, I'm going to call my movement Lost Souls. And then when I was 22, I linked up with Colton, and then, like, he became my manager. I started telling him all my plans of everything that I wanted to do.
Shout out to Colton.
And shout out to Colton. And I told him, like, yo, I have this idea of a record label. I wanted to sign some artists in the city, like, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, yo, reach out to everybody that you want to sign, and let's get that shit popping. So then I reached out to everybody, and then we've been rocking ever since.
That's fucking dope, man. I find a lot of you, because you've been making music. Well, we talked, like, 5 years ago at this point. You've been making music since then. And it seems like all of your ideas and a lot of your music is older, but you kind of revise them. And you polish them up as you go on. Is that my correct?
Okay, so all the songs that I'm dropping right now are like 2-3 years old.
Yeah.
And it's just, I recorded them, got them mixed, and I've been sitting on them and planning what I'm going to do and how I'm going to release them and just being strategic about all that shit.
So patient, man. So smart. I respect that, because I can't do it. I make a I make a banger and I'm like, hey, okay, next Friday we're putting out, right? Can you get a mix done? It's like, it's like I can't even do that shit, man. I don't know how you.
Everybody's different, bro. Everybody's process is different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's I respect that a lot, man. Yeah,
but
and you must have like the thing is, it's crazy. You're progressing since then too. So then you were even as you keep releasing, it's gonna be crazy, man.
Like the songs that I've dropped, like all the songs that I've dropped, like from Powder to Ugly, those are all like 2 years old. Damn. So like no one's even heard my new shit. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. That's crazy. Are we okay? So are we gonna get an album? Like, are we gonna get
not anytime soon?
Come on, Max.
You know, hey man, I'm gonna just keep building my brand, building my label, building my reputation. You know, I'm just building this shit, bro. I'm still building a buzz. I'm just getting this shit going. And once I got like more, once I got more things going for myself, then I'm gonna drop a tape. Then I'm gonna drop an album. But for right now, it's just singles and videos.
Exactly, man. You're a man with a plan. You have something. I know you have something locked up. You got some ideas. I know you have at least the next couple of years planned. And that's what it sounds like.
You already know, bro. I got the next 10 years planned out. So
exactly. Do me a favor. Don't drop 3 deluxe albums after you drop your album.
Drop one.
You know, yeah, no. That's a new thing now. And I respect it, like, out of, like, local guys. Like, not local, but, like, guys on the come up doing deluxe albums. Mm-hmm. But, like, sometimes I can't handle, like, the Gunna deluxe album with 20 new songs on it. Like,
some people, honestly, yeah, it's, like, a new thing. Like, still getting used to it. Because it's like, they're dropping like 20 songs in like 2 months.
It's crazy. Like,
yeah,
the baby, like, I respect, like, a lot of, like, it depends on how many songs you give me on the deluxe. Some people just overdo the deluxe. It's like, that's a new album. That's a new album to me. But anyways, I'm going to stop throwing shade. I'm going to stop throwing shade because other people that I like and respect have dropped deluxe albums and I really fuck with them. So, like, example, YSN dropped one. I mess with that a lot.
It's like a new thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because, debate, it's like, everybody's dropping deluxes now. And I think that's, like, smart because it's like you can just, like, not revive your old album, but, like, just add some new sauce to it. You know what I mean?
But when I really think about it, they've been doing this forever, repackaging albums and just to get more streams or to, like, get a little more profit.
It is one of those ways, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Just a way to finesse the game in a good way, like a profitable way as an artist, right?
Exactly. And it's like, bro, the game's fucked up nowadays. So it's like, you got to do what you got to
do. Exactly, man. You got to, I respect, I love Tidal, but not a lot of people are on Tidal because they pay you a lot. I don't know if you ever looked at the streaming numbers and how they calculate everything, but they're like triple the amount of Spotify and Apple. It's crazy. Streaming money, man.
Yeah, it's pretty. I don't know, like, I don't know the monthly subscription that you have to pay, but I do know that, like, they pay more than iTunes and, like, Spotify and shit.
100%. I had Tidal for a bit. I just couldn't do it because you go, like, anywhere and it's like, oh, do you, like, go on my Tidal app? It's like everyone has Spotify, everyone has Apple. Spotify is a little more convenient, but Tidal just pays way more. But no one listens. No one that I know, at least in the city, has Tidal and just consistently streams my shit.
Yeah, no, that's facts.
So for you, what do you consider your favorite achievement in your life? What is something you go back on? You're like, damn, doesn't matter if it's music, doesn't matter. It could be anything. You can give me a couple if you want to.
That's a good question, bro. That's a good question.
Not even on some music shit.
Bro, just making it, still being alive, bro. Not being dead, not being in jail. Like, yo, I got a lot of homies that aren't here with me. And like, my biggest achievement is just like, I'm still here. I'm still breathing. I'm still going. I'm doing what I love. I'm fucking, you know, I'm putting people in a position to do what they love. Like, 100%,
bro. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing now because it's making an impact. And man, you have a group of 20 young, hungry artists out here, and it's gonna be a big wave of shit coming up. And I'm excited for you guys. I really am, and a lot of talent.
Yes, sir. It's a Lost Souls takeover. It's a Lost Souls Christmas because. Our presence is a present. You know what I'm saying?
Bars, baby. Hit him with that.
That's what I'm talking about.
So that's one of your team. But can you give me like even a other than
give me a second biggest achievement?
Give me a couple like say music even a music achievement or
Ooh, working with YK.
Damn, I can't wait
for
that.
Shout out YK, man. Shout out YK. Working with YK, that was a big achievement.
That's a legend, man.
That's a legend. That's a legend, bro.
Damn right, man.
Oh, it was crazy. Like, I wrote this song and like I wrote it with him in mind of being on it. So I sent it to him and then he was fucking with it. And I was like, yo, let's shoot a video. And then he pulled up for the video. And then after that, he even pulled up to the studio and like met my artist and shit like that. Like he's a real one, bro. He's a real one. And that's a big achievement for me.
It's crazy moments because like you grew up kind of listening to these guys. Like and you're around them. Like I'm getting older too, right? So it's like
what real shit, bro. Like I'm smoking blunts with them. Like I'm talking with them. We're just chilling. We're just, you know, like it was dope. It was dope.
Yeah, I've had a couple moments like that too. It's like I'm listen to you growing up and I'm like, oh damn, this is sick, these guys. And then you're like around them and just having drinks and you're like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like,
yeah, bro, you're just chilling. It's like, it's lit, it's dope.
And it's nice getting that respect too, man, from the OGs that come up. Like it's an incredible thing, man. It's an incredible thing.
No, yeah, that was a big achievement for me, bro. That was a big one.
Yeah, man. So like I do this thing called the quick six on this podcast. Give you six questions, random
let's
ones,
let's get it.
Top five rappers out right now.
Oh shit. Freddie Gibbs.
Yes.
Benny the Butcher.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Steph D. Wife and Lucci. And Fredo.
Okay. I have never bumped Chef G. This is something I should probably look into, right?
You need to look into him.
Yeah, I've had that guy come up.
I might be bugging when I say this, but he reminds me of like a 2020 Biggie on a drill beat.
Jesus. Okay, I'm bumping him tonight. I'm gonna put my Madden on. I'm gonna just bump a bunch of his shit tonight.
He is the man.
Let's talk about Freddie Gibbs for a second. People need to put respect.
Let's go.
People need to put respect on Freddie Gibbs' name.
That's what I'm talking about. Yo, Freddie Gibbs is one of my favorite rappers ever. Like,
me too.
Ever.
Over the last 5 years, he doesn't miss, and he slides on Madlib beats like it's nobody's business.
Every beat.
When is there a song? Because I showed my buddy Brett, Freddie, we were going out one night, we were smoking, playing ball, and I just played it, and I blasted out the chords. And he's like, man, I didn't know Freddie Gibbs had this much heat. I'm like, yes, everything he does, he slides on and he kills it. And his voice just like
insane. That's like honestly one of my biggest inspirations too, bro. Like musically, like, yo, I look up to Freddie Gibbs. Like,
he's incredible, man. And like, there's something about trap, like trap lyrics over luxury beats. It's incredible. Like West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher.
All the Griselda, bro. All the Griselda. Like, yo, Conway is killing it right now.
Conway's killing it. What's your favorite? What's your favorite Benny song?
Oh my god! Oh, bro, that's so tough.
Yeah, there's so many.
Bro, oh, bro, I can't even think. Wait. Oh, bro, favorite Benny song. Man, honestly, one of my favorite. I'm just going to say favorite verses is the verse that he spit on the LA Leakers.
The LA Leakers? Oh, yeah, that one.
He was with, I forget if it was with Rick Hyde or somebody else, but it was like Rick Hyde, Conway. Conway and Benny. That was one of my favorite verses ever.
Dude, I'm going to send you a link after to Reason from TDE. He had this freestyle.
I know Reason.
Blew my mind. I couldn't even, like, some of the shit he was saying, it was like, what the fuck is happening right now?
He's dope, bro. Reason's dope as fuck.
TDE needs to drop more music, but I understand why they're not.
I'm waiting on some new Absol and some new Schoolboy Q, bro. That's what I'm excited for.
Like, I'm excited for K-Dot, but I want Soul to come back with like Revenge.
For real. It's been like 5 years, bro.
Like Control System was one of my favorite projects in high school. I couldn't stop.
Real shit.
Bohemian Grove, Illuminate, all those tracks were insane. Even before that, Long Term Mentality.
Empathy, bro. Empathy was a good one. Yeah. Bro, the Book of Soul.
Yeah. Like the
That song, His Home. Like that's a deep one.
Remember Turn Me Up with Kendrick?
Yep.
Come now. Pops told me fuck the world. I'm about to come now.
Yeah.
Such a
good, that shit was tough, yo.
It's like, I don't know, man. I think I didn't like his last album as much because it's so satanic, man. Like it was like very.
He's really leaned out. I feel like he was really leaned out on that album. You know what I mean?
I'm not like with that dark shit too much like that. Like,
there's a song that him, Rhapsody, and Mac Miller have.
The Law.
Fire.
Yeah.
The Law. Yeah. You know that shit. And they got Ariana Grande in the background.
Yeah.
Doing little fucking melodies and shit like that. Crazy. Crazy.
Were you affected by that? RP.
Bro, I cried. I remember that day. My sister texted me and she's all like, yo, did you see what happened? Like about Mac Miller. And I was all like, I just knew, bro. You know what I mean? I just knew. And I was like, no way. So I let go. I'm like scrolling on my feed. That's all I see. And like, bro, I got two Mac Miller posters in my crib. And it's like, that was one of my biggest influences. Like, I cried when he died. I cried when Nipsey died. Like,
I knew how important Nip was. I was like, I liked Victory Lap and Mailbox Money a lot. And I was late to the party on that, and I'll fully admit that.
Okay.
But I bumped
I was bumping Nip when I was like 13. Like he had a song with Big Sean, Wiz Khalifa, and French Montana called I'm On It.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was the first shit I ever heard, and I was like, yo, this is my guy. And like, bro, I got his All Money In logo tatted on my wrist when I was 17. And like I always dreamt of meeting him, bro, because like that's my idol. And it's like shitty, bro, because my two idols died in the same year. 6 months apart. Crazy shit.
That's, yeah, man, I didn't really think about that with the dad is fucked up.
Yeah.
And like, you kind of like, as someone who loves music like you probably wait for these projects. Like, I was waiting for Max projects, bro. Like crazy, right? So like,
oh my God. And their interviews too, bro, because it's like Nipsey is so smart. So it's like, I'm just waiting for an interview just to soak up some game from him, bro. You know what I mean?
He was a philosopher, like, man. He was really a philosopher. Yeah. And he was for the people, and he was gonna uplift his community, man. He was special. He was something for hip hop. We needed him,
bro. Like all of his mixtapes before Victory Lap were insane. But like, bro, Victory Lap like really did something for me. Cause like even at the point that I was in my life was like, that was just such a relatable album for me. You know what I mean? It was crazy.
When I heard Double Up, the first time I heard it, I almost teared up. It was so beautiful. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know what to handle it.
Hustle and Motivate was that song for me, bro.
Oh,
you know what I mean? When I heard that shit, I was like, wait, this is the Hard Knock Life shit.
Yeah.
And then when I heard him tell that story about Jay-Z, I was like, man, like, that's some gangster shit.
But to me, it seemed like if he were alive, he would have got the torch. He would have got the torch eventually. Like, they would have passed it on. Man. You know what I mean? That's what sucks.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, like he.
And you know what's crazy, bro? I'm going to tell you just a little story. When I was shooting Powder, I met this guy. Shout out Hubie Future, man. Shout out Hubie Future. I met this guy at Max at Circle K, whatever the fuck it's called, when I was shooting the video. And he's like, yo, you guys shooting a music video? And I like played him the song that we were doing. And he like has his own clothing company and shit.
Yeah.
And then like he still hits me up on like Instagram because he sees what I'm doing. And he's like, bro. He hit me up a while ago, and he's like, bro, the first time I met you, you gave me the vibes of Nipsey. And I was like, yo, like, that's crazy shit. Like, man, that's crazy shit. And that's, like, the type of shit that I want to be doing, you know? Like, I want to be remembered for the same shit that he was remembered for.
Because I noticed I think there's a similarity. And one is obviously influence, but you guys both have conviction in your voice. You guys cut through a beat very nicely. Like,
hey, I appreciate that.
There's certain people's vocals just cut through a beat. You know what I mean? Like, you know how mixing works.
Yeah.
Like, yours just slide through. Like, they just slice through. It doesn't seem like there's much. It's not hard to get your voice through. Some people need a lot of editing probably, and you know, a lot of things going on, but it just cuts through, man. It just, even when you said,
that's dope, bro. That's dope. Thank you. I appreciate that.
When you sent me that, the collab we're doing that comes out on Friday.
Whoa, they ain't ready for that one.
I love that one.
That was crazy. That one is crazy. Like, oh, I love that song.
I was glad you fucked with it because I never do a weird flow like that starting off my verse ever, because it was just like, I was like, ah, fuck it. I'm going to just have fun. And I'm glad you liked it, and I'm glad you sent something back because I still bump it like every day. It's crazy.
Bro, what's that one part that you say? Oh, let's do it.
Bro. EP told me get this money. Oh, let's do it. Everybody's sleeping on me. I guess I'll prove. Yeah. Oh man!
But you, what do you say after that? You rapper likes everything. How you doing?
Oh yeah, you rapper likes on the gram. I make music. It was crazy. Yeah, was,
bro,
you they ain't ready, fly, man.
They ain't ready for that. That shit was hard. That shit was hard.
You, as soon as I heard you on that show, I was like, oh man, I was here with my bro, and he's just like, shit, is that Max? I'm like, yeah, that's Max. He's like, what the fuck?
That's dope as fuck, bro. That's dope as fuck. Yeah, yeah. I love that verse.
You get love like, yeah, verse. Man, it's so cool to see what you're doing right now, because like, I guess we never like were really the closest or anything, but I've known you for a bit now, and it's just like people are like, yo, man, Max is crazy. Max is dope. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like this guy's
nuts. Hey, that's dope, bro. That's dope. You know the process, bro. Like, you've seen the grind. Like, I've been at this for almost like 10 years. Like,
yeah, man. And
it's a process.
Technically, like, you're not we're not vets or anything, but you've been around doing this for a bit. So your experience, you're seasoned at this point. It's not like you're just
real shit, bro. I'm ready for the game.
And I think that's why I think there's this traction happening, because I think everyone knows this was coming, you know? Like, people just knew it was coming.
They see it now. They're realizing, you know what I mean? Like, people are finally opening their eyes and being like, oh, shit. Like, this guy might actually be the one.
Yeah, man. I bump River City Legend every morning. I'm not even just fucking.
Hey, my man. You a real one, bro. I appreciate that. You a real one.
Yeah, no. Got eight balls. Got elbows. Like, throwing. What is it? Throwing shells like a Frisbee? Just, like, I just want to punch my windshield. like I just want to
that shit just want to make you wild out.
Yeah, bro, get a 50, throwing shot like a fit. I was like, ah, I'm like, I want to just like break my stick shift and like throw it out the window.
He was savage, bro. He was savage. That's a funny.
That's what music
shit
does for me. I get way too pumped up when I hear like a something that just drives me insane.
Now when I feel it, bro, yeah, when I feel it, it's I want to wild out.
That's like, man, when Kendrick comes out, like, I'm going to have to, like, I don't even know what I'm going to do when Kendrick drops.
Oh, bro. I'm excited for that.
Apparently it's
same with the new Cole, bro.
Cole's been snapping. I don't think, it's been quiet. The last two singles were quiet. People aren't really going back to him, but I think they're insane.
With both of those, like, hard, bro. Both those singles that he dropped was crazy.
Oh, my God, man. He's so good. Do you know who Baby Keem is?
Nah, I've heard of the name, but I haven't listened to
him. You'll fucking love Baby Keem. I'll send you Baby Keem. He's like, he's Kendrick's cousin. Word.
Oh, and shit, for real?
But he's like Kendrick's ignorant, like, fuck up shit cousin. Like, he'll just fuck everything up. So it's really
got
good.
Got you. Send me that shit. Send me that shit.
His album's called Die For My Bitch. Like, it's just, like, that's, like, it's incredible. Like,
that's funny shit.
It's incredible.
That's funny shit.
Okay, golf or basketball?
Oh, basketball.
I knew that.
Hey, yo, buddy, click the link in my bio.
Yeah, click that. If you want to see how good he's at golfing, let's just check it out.
If you want to go see me golf.
Do you golf at all?
No.
I want to.
Actually, you know, it's funny. I hit up the driving range with Colton after we shot Rivers, or after we shot Ugly.
And it went well, though? No, you just don't fuck with it. I've always liked ball more, but I think as I'm getting older, I want to try to seek golf out. I want to see.
Yeah.
Kind of want to. Maybe. I don't know.
I still like basketball.
I always love basketball more, but I think I just want to see how it goes. I want to try like a couple weekends and feel it out, because it seems like a relaxing
thing. It's still lit, bro. It's still lit because you can get drunk. You can smoke. Like, you're driving a golf cart. Like, it's lit.
Yeah, man. Exactly. It's not as acceptable in like a court, like in the middle of nowhere, just to like have beers and shit. But like golfing, it's like just a part of the sport.
And, like, when you're running around and shit, when you're playing ball, like, you can't be, like, chugging back a beer, like, smoking a blunt. You're going to be fucking throwing up and coughing and shit. Could do that when you're drinking when you're golfing because you fucking drive.
Yeah, like, golfing, you could just be like, fuck it, put everything in your system, you're done, just go golf.
Exactly, bro, exactly.
I have a bet with my buddy that I'm going to hit a hole in one the first time I swing. And I'm really looking forward to doing it because I think I'm going to do it. I really do.
How much you bet him?
I bet him like $20. It's nothing big, but it's like,
I thought you're gonna be like 100. I was gonna be like, damn, bro.
I'm not stupid, Max. I would fuck myself over. Okay. I'd shank it into a bush and hit someone in the face, and then I'd lose $20 and I'd lose a lawsuit or something. I'd lose an all.
You never know what could happen.
Exactly. Woods or a Fronto leaf? I know exactly.
Fronto, you already know. I was smoking Woods for a few years, bro. And then I don't know. I feel like they spray them with chemicals now.
Dude, probably. I tried. Yeah. The thing is, I don't know. I've never rolled with Fonto either. It seems a lot easier. It seems way easier Woods or hard?
You get a lot more blunts with the Fronto, bro. You buy like a pack of Fronto, you could probably get like 20 blunts out of it.
See that? Yeah. How much are, like, it's pretty cheap, right?
Is it cheap? Like, I order them from the States, bro. It's like $10. $10 a pack.
Next time you order, I'm going to holler at you. Holler at me.
I got some coming in right now, bro. I got you. Thanks,
bro. Yeah, because, well, I tried. I fuck woods. If you fuck up the wood, it's over. It's over. You know what I mean? Like, if you
Bro. And these don't come in dry. You know what I mean? Like, these always come in, like, perfect.
You never know with woods. You really never know.
Exactly.
If you could be anywhere in the world right now, Max, where would you be?
Ooh.
This is obviously pre-COVID. There's no COVID going on. Remember that. There's no COVID. There's no nothing going on anywhere.
Yo, if I could be anywhere, honestly, I want to say I want to be not at the finish line of my dream. Because, you know, when you're at the finish line, then what's next?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm still enjoying the process, bro. So I wouldn't want to be anywhere in the world. But if I'm going on a vacation, I'm trying to fuck up, like, I don't know. I'm trying to fuck up Mexico or some shit like that, bro.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm trying to go on a little vacay, dog. I've been grinding so hard this year that, like, once this COVID shit's done, like, me and the LS team are going on a fucking vacay, bro. We fucking.
You guys are gonna be.
We fucking somewhere out, bro.
You guys are man. I almost want to go there with a camera and just like see what happens. That'd be crazy.
Oh, God.
That's a good idea.
I'm definitely going to document that shit, bro. I've been filming shit for, like, the past 4 months. Like, so yeah, like, I got everything documented.
A Lost Souls Vacation or some shit like that. Like, Napoleon, that'd be sick.
A Lost Souls Christmas, bro.
Yeah, you got to do that. That'd be fucking crazy. A Lost Souls
bro, Christmas. All the boys are different, so it's like, I don't know how they're going to be acting at the fucking resort.
You're going to get them all presents, though? You're going to get 20 people presents for Christmas? Bro. You fucked up, man. Yeah. You got to cut it.
Okay, I already know, bro.
This sounds bad, bro. You're going to have to cut at least 10 before Christmas. Resign them after.
Y'all don't get presents this year.
No. Okay, I'll resign you after in January. Get the paperwork ready. And then you can just kind of cut the budget in half.
My team's expensive, bro, but I love them. So they're worth it.
I'm just joking, man. They all deserve presents. Why don't you just get them Fonto leaves?
Hey, roll them up 20 blunts.
Exactly. That's a fair present, man. That's a fair present. Winter or fall? Actually, ooh. 1 second, Max. Sorry, I'm going to go back to it. If you're going to go anywhere, I totally lost train of thought. Jamaica. I promise you, Jamaica.
Oh, yeah, no, fuck that. I already been to Mexico, so I definitely need to hit up Jamaica.
Yeah, I was telling Miyazwe the episode I did with him, and I was like, Jamaica is like a place that you have to go. 100%. That or go to Whistler.
You been there before?
Oh, man, I went there a year and a half ago, and it was one of the best times of my life.
I definitely need to hit that shit up, bro, because I've never been before.
There or Whistler or BC or Vancouver. Anywhere in Vancouver is just incredible.
I have a few homies that live out there.
Whistler, man, I go do that too. Like,
yeah.
Go hiking.
I got a homie that lives in Golden, BC.
Golden's beautiful. Golden's beautiful. Yeah. We did like a 7-hour hike up there.
Yeah.
That shit was tiring. It was fucked up, but it was fun, man. It was like there was a volcano, like a dead volcano on the way up.
Oh, shit. That's lit.
So we all walked around that, and when we got to the top, it was just incredible, man. The water's like green almost. It's so like clear.
It looks beautiful out there, bro, because my homie sends me Snapchats and shit, and it looks beautiful out there.
It's crazy, man. So anyways, winter or fall, I just had to add that to you.
Fall. Most definitely fall. Yeah.
I was going to give you summer or fall, but I feel like you're going to pick summer, and it's just an easy question.
Yeah.
I'm a fall guy over summer, though.
Really?
Dude, I love
it. I like going outside and, like, I don't know, man. I like being out. Like, I love summer nights. You know what I mean? Like, that shit's always just dope. When you're just, like, walking around, smoking blunts, it's just, like, still weather. It's not cold. It's not hot. Like,
fuck that, man. I get all musty and sweaty and shit at the shower all the time. I don't know if I can do it. I feel you, though, but, like, sweaters, man. Football's on. Basketball's still going for some reason, I guess, because of COVID, but that's great, too. But sweaters, man. I love having sweaters. I like fucking
– yeah, hoodie season.
Hoodie season the best, man.
Hoodie season.
Last question was, when's the album coming? It's not coming. You're just going to work on the brand, obviously. So, how far are we in this bitch right now? I see we're pretty far into it. But yeah, man, I appreciate you coming on here. I want you to do
Hey, I got you, my G.
Man, I was looking forward to this for a long time, and I haven't talked to you in a bit. Actually, last time I saw you, you were doing that show.
Yeah, shout out to you, man. That's yeah. Real love, bro. You came out to my show in March.
I'm so pissed we couldn't have done my brother. No problem, man. I had to be there for that. And, man, I'm so pissed we couldn't do my show. When COVID hit like a wave before yep. we were going to do my show, and you're going to come out and do River City Legend before it even popped off.
Yes, sir. I know. That's some bullshit, bro. That's some bullshit. We still got to make that happen, though.
100%. I want to – man, I think – fuck, I might say fuck it and throw a show like when the cases go down again. Just like when they go down, do like social distance measures, have a thermometer or whatever, those laser ones at the door. Because you can buy those, man.
Hey, fuck it. Might as well, bro. Yeah, if you want to get a show popping, cop one of those.
We have one here, man. So I think we're just going to say fuck it. I'm going to get a camera set up here, too. So we'll have an in-person interview very, very soon. But anyways, man.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We're going to do like the whole Hot Ones thing. You know, when you watch that, do your plug. Plug everything right now. Plug everything you're up to. Plug everyone you want to shout out. Max.
Hey, my man. Okay, well, yo, first and foremost, shout out my motherfucking man, Andre, for having me on the show, man. This hey, dude thanks, is a motherfucking man. Real one.
Appreciate it, man.
Shit, man. Shout out all my motherfucking boys on Lost Souls. There's way too many motherfuckers to name, but shout out all my motherfucking boys on Lost Souls. Click the link in my bio if you're trying to see some funny-ass shit, you know what I'm saying? The new music video, Ugly, out right now. No album dropping, but I got a bunch of singles coming soon, so be on the lookout for that shit. Bunch of new music videos. I got, like, I'm good until the end of November to keep dropping right now.
Damn right, man.
So, yeah, so be on the lookout, because I got some new shit coming in a couple weeks, too, so.
I'm really looking forward to all that, man. I appreciate you coming on once again. We got a single dropping Friday together.
Yes, sir, and I got to plug that shit, too, yo. Yeah. My motherfucking man's dropping a goddamn single on motherfucking Friday. Y'all got to go. He actually dropping two singles on Damn Friday.
Right. Not one, not two.
Man, and fucking Cairo's on that shit. And
True Blue. Benny, yeah, True Blue. Yeah, yeah.
My bad. He changed his name.
He did. Yeah, you knew his name before. It's all good. But I appreciate that shit a lot, man. I appreciate you coming on. Congrats on all the success again. I'm going to continue to support. I'm going to continue supporting the movement. Shout out to Lost Souls. Shout out to you. Have a great one, bro. Have a great Sunday.
Appreciate you too, my brother. Yo, I appreciate you once again, bro. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
No problem. Next time you want
to, mad love.
Next time you want to list off the Lost Souls guy, just get a scroll, like an old school scroll.
I'll buy you a script, bro. It's gonna go.
Yeah, 100%. And you just do like, you know, remember back in the day when you like light the side of the paper and shit, like, and make it look like it's from 1800.
Put a little bit of coffee on it and shit.
I'm gonna buy you that old like put a little coffee on it. And I'll just get the, you know, like those guys who have like the old judges back in the day would have like the white hair, like the white roly hair down there.
Oh yeah, that comes down.
It'll be like a ceremony. You have to list them all off. That's a good idea for a video too. Anyways,
I'll do that, bro. Next time you call me.
This is what happens when you fucking have a guy who has ADHD interview, man. It's just gonna go off the rails.
Hey, this man is overtired right now too.
I'm losing it, bro. I'm fucking losing it. Okay, man. Take care. I appreciate it.
My brother, yo, peace out, my man. It's the motherfucking River City Legend, AK Max Wins. Love.
Out.